You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. If you happen to be driving around Port St. Lucie on Saturday, you might see a group of people riding bicycles, but they're not a part of a cycling league. It's the Brotherhood Ride, and it's made up of firefighters, law enforcement officials, and first responders who raise money by riding bicycles to honor emergency responders who died in the line of duty. This ride will honor St. Lucie County Sheriff Deputy Gary Morales and St. Lucie County Fire District Lieutenant Mark Morrison. The ride will start in North Naples, which is located on the west coast of Florida. They'll travel to Port St. Lucie, then they'll head back to the west coast in Port Charlotte.
I think Mark would be proud to know that somebody was doing this for him or any other, you know, law enforcement or firefighter that passed away.
That's Ed Hill, who is the St. Lucie firefighter paramedic, and he will ride in honor of Morrison. Hill describes Morrison as someone that looked out for the younger guys, and he always stood behind his crew.
You know, first one to crack a joke and, you know, make you laugh in the morning when you got there. He was kind of loud, and, you know, his presence, it was just known.
Hill talks about the funding this ride will provide for the families. He says many households suffer when a family member dies in the line of duty. Hill is happy that this will supply families with a comfortable income for a short period of time.
Imagine taking your family's income and cutting it in half or doing away with it altogether, because sometimes these are the sole providers for their family. And so doing this charity and getting money for them, it lets them know that financially we're going to take care of you.
Morrison's wife was Susan Morrison, and they were married for 20 years before he passed away. The two met playing racquetball at the old Indian River State College campus in Fort Pierce.
Well, I was playing, and one of the people I was playing with was friends with him, and he was actually in the fire academy and was looking down on the court while we were playing, and that's how we met.
She says words can't describe how Morrison would feel about the Brotherhood Ride if he was still here today.
He loved working for the department, the community, and his brothers and sisters also.
Susan explains the most difficult part of losing your spouse.
You're losing not only your spouse, but your best friend, your confidant. You lose everything, and you just feel like there's no security there anymore, it feels like.
She gives advice on how to handle losing someone that was a firefighter or a law enforcement official.
It's very difficult at first, but know that the fire district or the law enforcement part, they're there for you. If you've got something going, contact them. Everybody is there for you. They have not forgotten you, haven't forgot. Just try to hang in there.
Brian Morales is excited to have his brother, St. Lucie County Sheriff Deputy Gary Morales, honored in a Brotherhood Ride. And he expects to see an enormous amount of support.
Just a joy to see people, just get together and to sacrifice their time and to take their time out from their family just to honor people like my brother.
The Morales family is happy that the funding will reduce the stress of paying bills and other important needs.
Taking care of the mortgage or even some of the medical needs that, you know, one of my nieces has, and special medication that she needs to take.
He tells families that are suffering from losing a loved one in the line of duty to think about the sacrifice that was made and the dignity that they had.
Just, you know, to move on and remember the things they've accomplished and what they've brought into this world and what they've contributed in this world is the only thing that we can do, is keep those happy thoughts in our minds so we can just move on.
For a way that you can help or to follow the writer's progress, you can find a link on our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.